I'm sure they know when to let us go.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I'll bet that flight engineer on the Connie knew when to let it go.
Oh, no, he knew when to hold it back.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just enough, just
yeah,
enough.
You, those engines were a bit of an unknown quantity. And speaking of a known quantity, how'd you like that segue?
Yeah, that was good, because I thought you were going to say unknown.
No. We have Kevin Levier and Jake, well, they call him Ski, from Auburn University.
We'll just leave
this
it at
morning.
That.
They're here with an aviation program.
Yes,
morning.
Sir. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Come on in.
Hey, look at this. He's got a fun meter on it. It's already
it's
in the red.
Yeah, it's pegged. It's not even Saturday yet. Auburn University, as in Auburn, Texas?
Nope, Auburn, Alabama.
Well, I was close.
We get a lot of that.
That's what they call the Deep South down there. That,
yes, sir. Can still fly down there.
Well, I'm sure they fly, but it's with an accent.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
No, we're the ones that talk funny.
Oh, you know this. You know that area. It might be where they came up with that. Hey, y'all, watch this.
No. They will only allow that to be attributed to North Carolina.
Right.
Sorry,
there you go.
All right, now our chief instructor might be listening. Yeah.
It's okay. We have family in North Carolina, so it balances out.
So, the Auburn University Aviation Program.
Yes, sir.
Soup to nuts. I mean, what do we go to learn there?
Well, basically, you're getting a bachelor's in business administration,
okay,
with a focus in flight. We also offer aerospace engineering. We offer a UAS course. We have a bunch of extracurricular organizations as well, and you know we're steadily growing. You know, our numbers are up right now, I guess you could say, and you know we're looking to a bright future. So
are both of you pilots?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. How many hours you got?
About 420.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, go away.
So you were flying long before you went to Auburn University.
Not really. I actually got a lot of hours through the flight team that we have there. So.
Wow.
So you have airplanes on campus as well. There are some aviation programs where there's no airplanes. That's
yes.
No fun.
Oh, no. We have our own fleet there. We lease with Christensen Aviation, so it helps with the maintenance, keep the planes current. We got the round dials, glass cockpits, and then our more advanced airframes. But yeah, we have our own stuff right
so
there.
So you're flying from Cessnas to Cirrus, or are we going up to Citation jets?
No, we have Cessna 172 RS and SP models, and then we have Piper Seminoles for multi-engine training. So,
nice. Yeah. Nice.
And that's as big as you go. You don't have any jet training or anything like
no
that.
No C-130s.
Though. Not yet.
Well, there's a lot of C-130s out there. You might be able to get one pretty cheap.
Well, we don't have our own, but every time the Air Force comes in, they've got that Auburn University right there on the underbelly. Oh, yeah. So we like to think, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, they actually have it painted on the aircraft.
The guys out of Maxwell, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
I thought it was one of those prank things where it's like, you guys have to sneak out there and paint that on the side of the airplane.
Oh, no, it's a giant sticker on the side of the plane. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, you guys are famous then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So this is, I'm assuming your aviation program is a four-year degree program?
Yes, sir. It's Abbey accredited. You know, we have internal examining authority. We offer 141 and Part 61. So,
which programs are you guys in?
I'm in the professional flight.
I'm professional flight as well. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you want to be airline pilots or something like that?
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So,
fly for UPS. I understand the packages never complain.
That's what they say.
Although I hear the in-flight food service isn't that good.
Yeah.
So.
True, but the pay makes up for it. So.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Plus, you know, with UPS, it's very steady work.
Oh, yeah.
They're flying stuff all over the place. There's a lot of opportunities in aviation out there. Do you see on the horizon anything new and interesting that, you know, kids just coming out of high school might be interested in?
You know, we had used the phraseology that our program's growing, but it's more like an explosion. We have an awesome class there called Introduction to Aviation, and it seems like every week we've got a new airline that's just coming down talking to us, and it's not a case where our students are going to have to go out and find a job. They're already in our Pathways programs, and by the time they graduate, it's literally bridging that gap from college to just stepping into that job and moving on with that next phase. So right now, it's a bright future. I think it's brighter than it's ever been before, and the aviation world is just expanding. And Auburn, we're just so proud and so excited to be part of that tradition and where it's going. You know, the Wright brothers, we go all the way back to there when they came to Montgomery back at the beginning of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we're just so excited to be there, and our students are excited for the opportunity, and there's so many of them. I mean, literally every week we're having another speaker come in and talk to us. So
how far along are you in the programs? It sounds like you're about ready to graduate.
I'm a fifth-year senior, so I'm doing a victory lap right now, but just finish up my minor. And
I'm really excited. I take my FAA eval this week when I get back. So
oh boy,
I've had a week off of flying, and then I'll jump right back into that and finish it up. But I'm back toward the beginning. I just started back in January. I'm actually a veteran. Got out of the military in January. And that's another thing that Auburn's really awesome with, is they just take care of veterans. You come in there, and thank heavens for the GI Bill and what it allows us to do on an education level. But Auburn just steps in there, and they pick up the ball and run with it. And if you're the GI Bill, you're going to get a fantastic education there. They take care of us every day. Every day, it's pretty awesome.
Well, I imagine you've already been interviewed by several airlines then.
I'm actually in what we have set up with Envoy Airlines, a gateway program with them. It's really simple. You do a HR interview and a tech interview, and then basically you get a conditional offer. And you can work as a CFI at Auburn, and then essentially you start building your seniority while you're at Auburn.
Now, that's interesting, because you don't have any turbine time, I'm assuming.
No.
And they're taking them right in.
Yeah, they're hurting.
That's
that
changed
bad.
A lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of the other fields that is probably exploding too is UAS, unmanned aerial systems.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of courses and everything do you have with that?
Right now, we have a 3-day course. Basically, you're just learning the regulations. We're the first university to actually be certified by the FAA to have that 333 exemption. And so basically that allows us to train commercial drone operators. And you get 6 hours of drone training, and then you will also study the regulations and the laws that go around that area.
Drones up to what size?
I think it's a Vision drone, I believe.
Okay.
Basic quadcopters. We use the DJI a lot as well. So
the commercial services they're looking at are farmers, crop inspection.
Yes, sir.
Fence inspection.
Power lines.
Yeah.
We work very heavily with our ag department down there at Auburn, and they actually use their drones. They've gone through the training course. We're also talking to the police, and they're using the drones as well. So huge industry.
Yeah, that's a whole exploding market in itself.
Oh, yeah.
And the eye in the sky has really turned into something very important. You know, what originally came out as a recreational tool is now finding a lot of commercial uses.
Yep, they're all watching you.
Of course they are.
Yeah.
But you go on television and you see certain reality programs are using quadcopters for footage, and it's good that you have a course together teaching people, you know, what you can
the
and what
right
you can't
way
do.
To do it.
Yeah, the right,
right
way, because.
Yeah. You know. You're absolutely right. That UAS is just one of those things where it's just another thing to add to that list, you know. And that's another thing that's great about Auburn, is that flying sometimes can be an addition to a list. You don't necessarily have to come to Auburn, you know, for professional flight or specifically focused on the drones and the UAS program. You can come do nursing. We have equine, agriculture. You can come play football. You know, we have a great SEC team down there. Go Auburn, you know, engineering. And then, you know, you can fly on the side, you know, fly as one of your courses. So that's a great opportunity where you're not being stuck into something if that's not necessarily what you want to do professionally.
Well, you were saying you're going to have a bachelor's in business management.
Yes.
Like airport management?
Yes. We take a lot of, you know, just straight business courses, you know, marketing, finance, you know, how to manage different teams and stuff like that. We also, a lot of our aviation courses are structured more towards airport and airline management. So, you know, that's a lot of... that's a thing that a lot of schools don't actually have. They have that just straight aviation degree. Whereas, you know, when we come out, we have something to fall back on if, you know, flying isn't always there for us. So.
Right. First time to Oshkosh?
This is my third.
It's my first time, absolutely. My feet have had a good week. My eyes have had a good week.
You're in aluminum overload.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been awesome. I think I have pencils. I have two small children. I don't think we'll be doing any shopping for about 6 years.
Where are you guys located on the field?
We are in Hangar B, booth 2065, right across from ASA Supplies.
And your website would be?
FlyAuburn.org is run by one of our alumni, and that's a good website just for keeping up on up-to-date on new things happening in the program. Also, you can go to HarvardCollegeOfBusiness.edu, and you can find us on there as well.
So. Have you been seeing a lot of interest?
Very much. We used to be over in the Aviation Gateway Park, and this year we moved over to the hangars, and we've just been busy nonstop. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I was going to say the traffic through there has been pretty good. When the weather has been kind of
Yeah, rain, you get a lot more visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's been it's been pretty nonstop the last couple of days, especially when Colonel Voss, you know, he was an Auburn graduate before he was a shuttle commander, and he stopped by a couple of times. And as soon as he shows up, you know, we're getting that crowd in there, and
yep,
yeah, a lot of women in aviation people. Mr. Lacey stopped by for a couple minutes yesterday. That was pretty awesome. So that booth has been a swinging door for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm. So you've gotten a whole lot more than you bargained for personally then out of this trip.
That's good, though. We're yeah, enjoying it.
So. Yes, sir.
All right. how many people are enrolled in the aviation program?
Well, right now, we've got over 200 in a professional flight. Just straight down the line is about 130, and it's actually causing a challenge for us that we wanted to get out. That, you know, we're looking for CFIs. We're building the fleet. We're building the team all the time. The family's growing. So if you're a CFI out there, come on down, take a look, and then you know, enjoy Auburn. We don't get a lot of snow. We really don't.
Yeah, the biggest thing we say is, you know, we just encourage people to come visit. You know, especially no matter where they're going, you know, go visit the college and see what it's about, because that's really how you're gonna get a feel for it. So.
Okay, that's great.
And you know, here's another incentive too, and this is a very good one. The Southern people are very, very friendly down there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And the food is fantastic, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we've been talking with Will Levier and Jake Ski. Ski.
Just call him Ski.
And I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.